Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 7 of the Are You The One Wrap Up Podcast. My name's Allie Lasher, and I am joined by my co-host, Adam Bongiovanni. Adam, what's going on?
Absolutely nothing.
Let's just do that every time.
I think that's my new thing, so I'm just going to stick with it because it is true. Like, I'm not really doing anything at 10:45 on a Friday.
Yeah, we are recording Friday morning. Gives us a couple days to let the antics of the episode sink in.
Yeah.
We're in the home stretch here. Episode 7. It's unlike the challenge. It's gone by pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. The challenge is like 7 months long, and like there's like 8 different seasons within those 7 months. I feel like Are You The One is going quick this year, and I actually am enjoying this season. I'm not going to lie. I feel like season 5, I started not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to these episodes every Wednesday.
Here we go. Adam Bongiovanni's stamp of approval.
Yeah, no, you're right. Not on the people necessarily, but definitely the season. I like it.
So unfortunately, we picked up where we left off with the Kareem and Ethan fight, where Kareem continues to call them losers. And Ethan has like an interesting retort. I pull girls that I find. Well, Ethan just doing his best here, or does this make sense to you?
I guess I pull girls that I find. Like, I'm trying to, like, break that down and, like, really get deep with. Okay, so I pull girls that I find. I guess that's, like, maybe that he finds on a spiritual level. And he, by pulling them, he means he pulls them into his heart.
That's, like, a very nice guy edit you're giving him there.
Yeah, I know. I really like Ethan. I don't want to say anything bad about him. What do you think it means?
I think Ethan's just trying to keep up with the Kareems of the world, and that's not his lane. He should stay in his lane. Everyone loves him.
No, you're right. I think it's better for Ethan to not act like a complete, like not try to be like, oh, I pull girls, because like that's, I think at the age of whatever, when you're past maybe the age of 17, that's not cool to quote unquote pull girls. So like, and I feel like that's like more of the Kareem mentality, and you're right. He should stick with nice guy Ethan.
Are you surprised to see the turn at all with Keith and Alexis here? Like, suddenly they're hooking up. Keith's like, life's going to be easy if this is my life. And we hear Alexis say, I love you to Keith in the boom room.
And she also said, I'm in love with Keith. Like, she said those words. I think it might have been on their date, but I know she said that. And I am surprised, but it seems like based on how they were talking, that after the whole Joe incident, they've been like pretty even Steven and pretty good together. So I guess maybe we just didn't see that as much, but it seems like they've been pretty good since the whole Joe makeout session where they knocked everything off the table.
I have to say, I was not buying this. Like,
I
think it's the edit's fault. Like, we got these tumultuous battle between Keith and Alexis. They tried to build this like will they won't they story, and then boom, we're just dropped with them in the boom boom on the boom boom room. The episode they go into the truth booth. Like, I wasn't feeling the way they transition this.
No, me neither. I didn't like it. I feel like there was no buildup. But I just really can't get over how she was like, oh, she literally said, I'm in love with you, and then I love you. Like, I understand people say I love you and throw that around, like, with their friends, but, like, I don't know. Do you think, like, when she said this, do you think she actually, like, meant it, or was it, like, kind of like a joke thing?
I think she thinks she means it, but the reality is, like, Alexis is the kind of person who says, I never care about anything, blah, blah, blah. And she's like the first person to care the most about someone. So like, I'm not buying the like tough guy shell from her. And I feel bad almost that she like puts it on.
Yeah. And Keith is so weird. Like his smile, like during like weird moments, like he'll just have this weird, like somewhat sinister smile. And it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I got told I was being too hard on Keith in the last episode, but he wasn't bad this episode. I just think them as a couple, like we didn't get a good enough story to like buy into it. But spoiler alert, I guess we were not meant to buy into it.
No, we were. You were right, I feel like, with not shipping Calexis.
Calexis. Oh, I like that's probably one of the better couple names on the show.
I think someone called it that them last night. That's where I think I got it from. I swear when they were going to the screen, they said, oh, but putting Calexis in or something along those lines.
Oh, good. Well, I'll ship that.
Yeah, there you go. Ship the name.
That's the nickname.
Yeah, there you go. You ship the nickname.
So what do we have? Meaty or Dalcom? Meandria?
Oh my God, those are so bad. Like, just, I feel like it's weird because some names just don't go together. And like, there's nothing you could do about it. And there was, what would it be? Kareem and Olivia? Calivia?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
I feel like K names make things easy.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But let's focus on Meaty for a second, because Malcolm's like giving her this speech that, you know, he's got to get to know everyone. And like, you can't just write off Alexis because she wears cowboy boots, like she could be his match. And this might be a controversial opinion, and it might just be what we've seen on the show. I don't really know that Malcolm's even leading Dee Dee on. Like, I really feel like Malcolm has not given Dee Dee much to work off of, and I don't really feel that bad for her.
You know, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for her at all. And maybe this is, like, just messed up on my part. Like, I feel every time I see her, and I'm like, oh, man, like, I just don't like how she's coming across and how she's so, like, thirsty for Malcolm and is, like – and, of course – Who's the other girl, Nerys? Yeah, she's also coming across as like, I want Malcolm, I'm going to give him space, but I still want him. It's like, guys, this guy screwed you over so many times. He went back and forth, and I feel like he went back and forth more than we even saw based on how they're talking, and they're just running back to him, and he keeps making these crazy excuses like, oh, like, I can't, it's crazy, these girls are making me do this. It's like, no, you dumbass, you have a mind for your own. So, like, I'm just not a fan of this trio. And every time they're on screen, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I agree. Like, I don't like Malcolm here, but I just think he's really not leading Dee Dee. Like, I think with Nerys, he, like, genuinely likes her because he's, like, said all kinds of crazy stuff to her when they were together. But with Dee Dee, it's like you see, like, her, like, wiping the sweat off of him and, like, oh, you want to kiss me? And she's like, yeah, I do. And then he just walks away.
Yeah, that was so cringe. Oh, my God. I couldn't. When she was, like, clearly, and I think this is her putting on for the camera. Like, maybe she's genuine. But to see her, like, watching him take his shirt off and like put this really seductive face on, like I hate seeing moments like that. Like, it just really cringes me out. And like how she was so into him wiping his sweat off in a seductive manner, like I just could not sit watch that without like physically cringing.
Yeah, and it sucks because like I think she genuinely does like him or thinks she likes him. I think she also likes the element of competition with Nerys, but she's not really like getting the message. And granted, like Malcolm needs to be more straight up with both women and he just kind of goes along with both of them. But I think really there's blame to be shared with the women here. And Nerys, what bothers me most about Nerys is she really only cares if Malcolm is with Dee Dee. Like, she doesn't care if Malcolm's with, she even says in this episode, like, as long, could he just be with anyone else except for her? So it's really not about real feelings. It's just about competition and ego, which I know nothing about.
No, me neither. But all I know is that she's obsessed with Dee Dee because obviously she hates her. So if Dee Dee gets with Malcolm for an elongated period of time, I guess Nerys looks at it like, okay, she beat me, which like doesn't make sense at all because like it just competing over a guy when the guy's screwing you both over is just not a good look on anyone's part.
Yeah, I'm actually anxious. I hope there will be a reunion, but I'm anxious to see the reunion, assuming there is one.
Yeah, there is how, one. There like, was there was an ad, I don't know if it was an ad, but it was like I saw it on the subreddit where they sent like oh, come to the Are You the One reunion. So yeah, there is one.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. So I'm anxious to see how the women, like, if they're still fighting with each other or if they're like, you know, Malcolm really was the worst and I'm over it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, so this kind of shocked me. I mean, I saw like a preview clip for it, but it still shocked me that Anthony breaks up with Jules.
Yeah.
Did you see this coming?
I don't know if I saw the preview clip because I've watched it like three times now, the episode, and I'll explain why in a little bit. I did see the preview clip. Okay, yep, I remember now. Okay, so I saw the preview clip, and Jules really annoyed me this episode, and this might be so messed up, but like how she was like whining and like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, and like he explained it pretty well why he was breaking up with her, but she just her whiny she was really annoyed me this episode.
Oh, I felt so bad for Jules.
I didn't, and I feel like I'm such a terrible person for not feeling bad.
I mean, it's just like she's really into him and she was willing to just say like, I'll sit with whoever, we'll find the money or we won't, but I want to be with you. Yeah. And he's kind of like, I don't like you enough to not pursue other women in the house.
Yeah.
I just felt bad. I feel bad seeing someone break up. They were so happy last week.
And
I'm like, I'm really torn watching this because like, he's kind of doing the right thing for the entertainment of the show. Like, it's not that great to see these no match couples all the time, but I will say I was watching this with subtitles on just because, like, if you have a group of people over, sometimes you want to have the subtitles on just so you don't miss anything. If you're trying to take notes for a podcast, you know how it is.
Of course.
They, like, the music that came in for this, they subtitled it emotional rock music.
Oh my, well, I guess that's probably a perfect way to describe it, like, because it's probably some band that, it's an indie band that MTV got the rights to their song for very little. So I would say, yeah, emotional rock music fits the description.
And there were a couple other highlights that came from watching this closed caption. But, like, when Gilles was talking to Jada, it just said speaking indistinctly.
But, oh, I had subtitles on, too, and I remember seeing that. And then I watched it without subtitles yesterday, and you couldn't understand anything she was saying. So it was true. They hit that one spot on.
I'm saying, like, later, Jada also has to deal with this. Like, they're not paying Jada enough for being basically, like, the emotional guardian for all of the people in the house, really? Including herself.
She's done this before, too. I think it was with Kiana in the beginning of the season. Like, she's been doing this the whole time. And she's pretty...
They always send her in.
Yeah, she's narrating everything, I feel like. So we're getting a lot... Jada deserves some credit, and we haven't really seen any love connections with her.
Yeah, I'm really... getting high on Jada here, like, or higher, not getting high like in a drug sense, like, I'm
sure
I wasn't that high on Jada before, and now I'm, like, becoming a fan. She's really turning me around from the way she acted with the Clinton and Uche situation, and just how she's kind of, it seems like she's, like, a friend to all in the house, really. Like, she's kind of the go-to, like, mom of the house.
Yeah, I think it's good to be that person on our either one. It's good to be liked by everyone.
I would love to see Jada on the challenge. Like, I'm really jumping ahead, but I think she would be fun.
Yeah, and she's tall, which I hope it means she's athletic. I know I'm just kind of, like, throwing two random things at each other, but, like, I feel like with the challenge, having size helps, so maybe that would help her too.
Yeah. All right, so more on that another time.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
For sure.
So this is, yeah, I bursted out laughing when Malcolm and Nerys have the moment where basically Malcolm goes back to Nerys and they kiss.
Oh my god.
But I laughed so hard when Nerys is like, I'm still trying to apologize for letting a man lick chocolate off my nipple. Like, it was so sincere when she said that. And just being reminded about how ridiculous this issue is so funny to me.
And he calls her bro at one point. So he was like, I think that I've never played a game like that, bro. And, like, she was like, well, you know, you overreacted. And then they say, okay, no, let's go talk. He says, let's go talk somewhere else, like adults or whatever. And then she's sitting on his lap. Like, have you ever had a conversation with, like, an ex or somebody that, like, you used to, like, talk to and, like, sat on their lap? Like, it's just so weird.
My personal life's not on trial here.
Very
Adam.
True, very true. I can't judge you. If maybe that's just your style, like, or maybe that's just Nerys' style, or Malcolm's. I feel like Malcolm would probably be the more bigger culprit to have every girl he talks to sit on his lap.
I mean, what happened here is Nerys is still into Malcolm. Malcolm's still into Nerys. Malcolm used the nipple thing as an excuse to try to hook up with other women. Like, that's what happened. Like, yeah. So they're not even exes, right? Like, it's just they're True. Both still interested in each other. And Malcolm's trying to not look bad, quote unquote, while maximizing his hookups.
Yep, that seems like that's his game plan. And then they go, I love the music cut when they started kissing.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
They, like, did, like, a record, like, screeching.
Oh,
and it
that's
was
awesome.
So funny. And that was a really good job by the editing team, I think. It was just funny to watch.
Well done. Yes. Kudos to them, who I'm sure are listening.
I know they are, for sure. I can guarantee.
So let's jump to the challenge. I thought this was strange that they're all, like, suddenly no one knows what gumbo is because they're tasked with making gumbo for Terrence. Do we recall the gumbo spoons they had to hold giant eggs on? Like, and nobody complained then. Did they just think it was, like, jumbo spoon? They misunderstood. Yeah.
Who called it jumbo again?
Oh, Dimitri and Deandra.
I'm not surprised at all. At all. That makes sense.
My New Orleans correspondent wanted everyone to know that wearing a large apron with another person making gumbo is not a Cajun tradition.
Yeah, it was like they seemed to have a lot of fun with it. And I was like, I feel like if I was in this challenge, it would just annoy me. Like, I would have no fun, like, using one hand and going back and forth. Like, it just didn't seem like it'd be fun if you were participating.
See, I actually really like the challenge. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wouldn't be fun as a participant.
Yeah,
they seem to have a good time. I thought it was pretty funny in a way that it's ridiculous. You know, like, you don't. There's no way to control who wins. Terrence is not getting paid enough for eating all of this crap.
He had gotten sick and then not been able to do one of the next Kevin Hart movie, and that would have really messed up his career.
And you cannot cook it gumbo in 20 minutes. So this just the whole thing was ridiculous. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I thought the pairs that they made were interesting and really kind of foreshadowed an effort on their part to really mix it up.
Yeah, no, I like that. They're, it feels like Are You the One cast either get it or they don't. I feel like this cast is finally coming together as a whole and trying to figure things out since they've done so poorly with finding perfect matches.
Yeah, I think they're really showing signs of turning it around. Later, we get into the speed dating. I think that's a great idea. Notable couples here. We have Zoe and Joe, who have matched up like every single matchup, but we've never seen them talk. Finally, we get a clip of them saying like, okay, like they want to get to know each other. So that answers the question of like, have they been liking each other or is this just based on hair color?
Yeah, I have a feeling maybe they like each other a little bit, mostly probably based on hair color.
Gilles and Clinton, I have to say, are maybe the hottest couple I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, they're both beautiful people.
They end up winning a date. I wrote down all of the things that Terrence said about the food. Nobody needs that. Well, although I do want Terrence to like judge a cooking show. I thought he said buttery in a bad way. I was cracking up.
He was great. Terrence is great as a whole. I feel like he's surpassed my expectations this season.
I think Terrence is great. And like, I've been watching with some people who have never watched Are You the One, my New Orleans correspondent, notably. And he was just like, I love him. And I was like, he's new this season.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really skipping a beat for any poor Ryan, but not skipping a beat for any viewers, new and old.
Yeah. Ryan's Twitter is gone. And I'm very curious as to why.
Really?
Yeah. He hasn't been on Twitter for like, I don't know if it's been months, but it's definitely been not just like the last like week or so. Like, it's been a while. So I wonder if it has anything to do with this. But it seemed like he was like pretty okay on Twitter. Like he praised the show. He wasn't like salty at all. So I'm not entirely sure if like why he did that.
So I do have actually on semi-decent authority that he did not leave the show by choice. But that's all I'll say on that.
Ooh.
Or maybe he's on the challenge. Everybody else is.
Yeah, no.
Why not him?
Imagine they put like ex-hosts on the challenge. Who is that one guy from the challenge that CT got really upset at one of the reunions years ago? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who's the guy that CT got upset at? Yeah, that could be anyone.
That was not a good description. The host, it was after I think Rivals 2, where CT won and Knight got kicked out that reunion, and he flipped out and it was like really went at the host of it, and it was that kind of, maybe it was like a snowboarder or something, but it definitely wasn't TJ.
So I don't like to be quizzed on challenge history.
Well, this isn't even challenge history. This is challenge reunion history. I'm going to find it before the end. And like,
we're going to get a ton of comments. Podcast. I promise you a ton of, if you just wait, a ton of people criticize me for not knowing this. So we could just wait on that.
Yeah, but like, that's not your job to know a reunion fact. Like, I feel like if I said, okay, who got out first this season on the challenge? You should know that. But like, not a reunion fact from 4.5 years ago. That's not, you're good.
All right, so let's get back to the show we're here to talk about.
Yeah, good call.
So Keith and Alexis win, and not just win, they get the praise that it's not raining in the sky right now. It's teardrops from God about how good this combo is. And then Clinton and Gilles come in second. So I'm excited for these dates. I know they are. I think it's obvious that Keith and Alexis are going to go in the truth booth here over just a random couple. Yeah. But I do want to propose that Clinton and Gilles have both been in the truth booth before. And if you put them in and continue to rule out non-matches, it would be ridiculous for them to not put Keith and Alexis in. That said, Clinton and Gilles wouldn't have been that bad of a strategy when you do like the Kiki method of trying to keep sending the same people in because there's just better odds because you've already ruled out some of their matches. Mm.
I get your strategic way of thinking. I feel like being in the house, they probably have seen this couple like obviously have sex. They've shown them having sex on air twice. So they're obviously together at least a certain extent. So I understand being in the house and saying, okay, like maybe this is a real connection. Let's throw them in. But I also understand what you're saying about just throwing like Gilles or Clinton and over and see how that turns out.
So then we get the fight that was teased last week with Nerys and Didi, which is just women fighting each other. It's not really about Malcolm anymore. One thing that's bothering me is like Malcolm clearly doesn't respect either of these women, because if he did, he would get involved. Yep. He would, you know, as my friend who was watching for the first time said, he's a no.
I think Malcolm perfectly describes a no.
And it's like Nerys is getting all worked up and then is like, I'm not jealous. Jealous of you. If you weren't jealous, we would not be seeing this fight right now. Like, at least own your shit. Like, you come in freaking the F out over her and Malcolm. That's called jealousy, Nerys. Yep.
And yeah, it's such an ego thing where you're like, oh, jealous of you? I'll be damned, or whatever she says. Like, it's like, come on, like, you're starting this drama for no reason. It's premeditated. You talked about it in the confessional. You're obviously jealous of whether it's the relationship or that she's hooking up with Malcolm or someone you're interested in. And like, it's just, I don't know, it's just so petty to the point where it's not even entertaining anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. So let's just shift to the date with the horniest pilot in the world.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
Offering to go up to 5,000 feet to put Keith and Alexis in the Mile High Club.
I just judge everyone based on, like, if my dad did it, how would I judge him? And, like, if my dad was a pilot and he did it, I would be so bothered by it. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. That guy probably has kids. And, like, it just, I don't know, whenever old people make sexual jokes to young people, it just irks me.
That is so specific that you judge every, like, you put your father in a pilot's shoes.
Yeah, I put him in the costume and everything in my head. Like, he has to, it really goes far.
That's amazing. The more you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get more of Keith and Alexis. Well, first Jules has a crush on the attention that Clinton gives Uche. No real story there. But Keith and Alexis, again, we have like Alexis pouring on like, can't wait to marry you, wink. Like,
right?
She's wearing this like Minnie Mouse goes to church outfit. And Keith is just like, well, who else could handle your psycho ass? Like, he's so mean to her. Like, put your crazy eyes away.
I just imagine. And then this is what I do too. I put myself in his shoes and like, see, imagine if I said that to my girlfriend and like, oh, nobody handle your psycho ass. I don't think she'd talk to me for a day. Like, that's just so mean. Like, I don't know.
Just for a day, please.
Yeah. I'm really like under, I'm really lowballing it. But like, I can't imagine calling someone, and she like is fine with it. But like, I feel like calling someone psycho and like, even in a joking way, it's kind of a dick move. So it's just, I don't know. You're right. Keith doesn't. She's being really nice to him. And I feel like he's not reciprocating that niceness, at least based on the edit.
Yeah, no, definitely not. All right, but we go into the matchup, and suddenly Nerys, just like she wasn't jealous about Dee Dee, doesn't give an F about Malcolm anymore. And I love how Malcolm here is like, oh, great, good. Please don't like me.
Yeah, no. Do you think he actually means that?
I genuinely think that Malcolm doesn't care about any of the women in the house and just wants his image to be protected. So, like, if Nerys doesn't like him anymore, then he's not hurting her. And, like, that's the best case scenario.
No, I agree. I think Malcolm, he wants to, I feel like he wants to set himself up for after the show to hook up with as many girls as possible. So he's just like, as long as I don't come across as a douche, I'm okay. And he's obviously failing with it.
That's the old him.
Oh, yeah, the old. Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel really bad for saying that. I just talked about the old Malcolm. The new Malcolm is actually a saint, and he goes to church every Sunday, and he'll be fine.
So Joe gives himself credit here for, like, the no matches, like Malcolm and Nerys and probably Anthony and Jules breaking up. Does Joe deserve credit here, or is this on the no match couples?
I guess me, the fact that him and Ethan, like, that big fight, and, like, Tyler said, like, Kareem split in the house, I give them credit. Like, I want to give them credit for something. And I actually, I think it's also because I like them and I'm biased. But if he gives himself credit, I just like to trust what he's saying, that what they said had something to do with it. And it seems like Anthony was really persuaded by, like, seeing the house split. And he said, wow, like, I feel like I'm kind of like doing an injustice. So I think it's maybe a little bit of a big pat on the back, but I think they deserve a little credit.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think creating that environment in the house definitely mattered. I also think probably like a lot of the people come in like Clinton and say, oh, I promised myself I wouldn't do this. I think that might, you know, the fact that this is season six and we've seen it for five seasons now, that might play a role where the no match couples are like, okay, I've been screaming at my TV about this and now I don't want to be the one doing that.
Exactly. If you're actually a fan of the show, and I'm sure some of them are, that you don't want to be one of those no matchers who sticks together and doesn't get to know other people.
So speaking of no matches, first, I think the single greatest line in Are You the One Hosting history is when Terrence says, that she's got like single girl luggage and a relationship.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
And later when she comes out in that maxi dress, my New Orleans correspondent was like, is that from the single girl wardrobe? I was like, no, that's relationship wear.
Yeah.
Total relationship wear.
She really like, I like, okay. So it's not like there's anything, of course, nothing wrong with how she was dressing. Like, it's fine. Dress however you want. But when she went on the date in like that, like church outfit, I just thought it was so funny because it was so out of left field.
It's her relationship suitcase. I think Terrence absolutely nailed the situation that now she's trying to dress more like put together, more wholesome. Mm-hmm. I liked her old outfits, but that's just me. So yeah, that killed me, but not as much as No Match killed Alexis. Although I don't know that she really reacted that poorly.
No, I think like I feel like she's a pretty good sport with everything. And like even when Keith is a jerk, and I don't know if like maybe she looks at it as joking around, but I feel like she hasn't really gotten offended by much.
Yeah, she really hasn't. And then it does kill me though, because Keith goes and is like, everyone just grope me, make me feel better. What?
Yeah. Well,
do you need
that?
To be groped to not feel sad?
It was, and like, I don't know if he was saying like kind of like playing up on the show and how everyone gets really sad and they all hug each other. Like, I'm sure he was doing that, but it was just such a weird way to word it. Like, grope me. Like, that's groping is crossing many boundaries, and it's like, that word flows so smoothly off of his tongue.
It does. It does. But we probably won't see that much of Keith, I feel like, moving forward. Because do you think he's going to be able to, like, pick up another love interest? He already kind of failed with Zoe.
Did you see the preview?
Oh, what happened in the preview?
So it shows him, I'm pretty sure it shows him either going for the kiss or kissing Alexis. Olivia. Wow. Sorry, Olivia. So he goes in and he keeps saying, like, I think I could be a match for Olivia or something along those lines. And it shows Cream absolutely flipping out and going crazy and him, like, yelling back. So we are going to see more Keith, which is – it is shocking. But I'm very curious to see if him and Olivia turn into something or – and then it shows Olivia crying, too. That's how it ends.
Oh, good. I did see the preview, but to me it just looked like 16 people, like, screaming.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you were able to suss that out.
I had to watch the show 3 times, and I'll explain why, because so I watched it Wednesday night before, like, Wednesday, like, late at night. And then it was fine. We moved the podcast to Friday. So yesterday, my parents, like I mentioned throughout the whole time doing this podcast, my parents watched. So And my girlfriend watched. She never watches Are You the One? So, like, it was good to get a new person's, like you do with your New Orleans correspondent, your friends. So it was good to see someone's opinion who never watches the show. She really liked Keith and Alexis together, which was funny. And then my mom fell asleep the first time she finished the show, like, for the last half of it. So she watched it again, and then she fell asleep again for the matchup ceremony. So, like, she was watching it for what would have been a fourth time for me, and I had to leave the room. I couldn't watch it again.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a real fan of Are You the One.
You are really embedded in the culture.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if there was one person to, like, describe Are You the One culture, I'd probably be best.
All right. Well, that's why you're here. So let's keep going through it. We get Shad actually suggesting speed dating. And I do love Shad here just for a brief moment where he's like, let's do speed dating. Unless, is that a bad idea? Like, do you be like, it totally backtracks immediately on it.
He just, like, says that just in case they all hate it. And he's like, yeah, that's stupid. But, like, they were all really like, yes, let's do it. Yes, really quickly.
So we have a question. Rourke Luskin wants to know, get your tinfoil hats on. Do you think they showed us the perfect matches in that speed dating sequence?
That's as soon as they did that and, like, went to the specific couples, that's the vibe I was getting for the couples we're not going to see much more of. Like, at least we have that. That's exactly what I thought when we saw it.
I agree. I was thinking that. I was with you and Rourke on that the whole way. I think this is also really the turning point in the season where they have to start giving some attention to who the matches are so that it's not completely a shock. So we go to Olivia and Malcolm both complaining that their friends, like, people always mistake their friendly advances for romantic interests. So, like, good for them. We have you typing an autobiography over there.
Sorry,
what's going on?
I was doing some Anna Bongiovanni research.
So Kareem and Nerys, then they're also both the same because you got to keep them motivated, got to have them on their toes, they're building an empire. Shad and Audrey, obviously in love because they both love one of the most popular books in the history of the world, Harry Potter. Audrey can F with it.
Oh my God. It's so weird. She's like, yeah, I'm into like nerdy things. Like, I like Harry Potter. And she was like, I read every Harry Potter book. And then, okay, on the matchup ceremony, when they are up together and she's like laughing at him and making like, I guess, some sort of joke. And she's legitimately, or he's looking into like space and not reacting. Did you notice that at all?
I didn't.
And like, it was like the perfect thing. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, that's such a Shad thing to do, to not react at all.
Yeah, Shad is an interesting character. We got a question from Emily Scherer on Twitter. Has there been a bigger casting bust than Shad? What do you think about this?
See, I don't look at it like that at all. I look at it as Shad is like the best character that never was. Because he's like, his reactions and how he's randomly thrown into like the background of fights, I feel like creates this like character of Shad, and I really have enjoyed him, and like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't think Shad's a casting bust. I mean, there are always people who fall to the wayside on these shows. Like, not everybody on Are You the One really gets a storyline. I think Shad is like there to do what he was cast to do, which is like kind of be hated and be annoying. But we're seeing cracks this week of like his like little Shad insecurities, and like, he's definitely a space cadet. I don't think he's necessarily a bust.
I agree, and you're right. It would be really nice to see like a deep level of Shad, but he's still calling himself, like he mentioned, like the Shad never loses or something like that. So he's still referring to himself as the Shad. So I really don't think we're gonna see much of a deeper side, but I don't think he's a bust by any means.
So we get Tyler and Nicole, which we'll talk more about later. Michael and Uche, which this really pissed me off because Michael's saying to her like, oh, you'd be the perfect girl for me. Like, you're so caring. Like, they both need someone to be present, blah, blah, blah. And then when Uche picks Michael, he's like in front of Audrey. Oh, my God, this is crazy. I mean, we had a nice conversation. I mean, you're being emotionally forward, Michael, and I don't like it. And I didn't forget what you did to Kiana, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't know. Michael seems very calculated, like everything he says, and I feel like he's very strategic. I don't see – how do you feel about him and Audrey? Do you think there's any chance that they make it after the show? I don't see – and from my opinion, I don't think that's going to happen at all.
No, I think Michael's only in it for fame.
Oh, for sure. That's a good call.
So, Kiana – we have Kiana and Anthony which sets off Gillesse, which really bothers me because I thought she had like an amazing date with Clinton, and now her sweet angel's lost in the house and she literally feels like she's dying.
Okay. And maybe I'm just not like this, but like I don't for some reason take you as the person who is either, but these people fall really quickly. Like, I feel like a lot of them do. And it's, I don't know. I feel bad for them because at this point, 6 weeks in or whatever, Are You the One weeks are like 3 days. So like, it's what, like 20 days. And they're like, a lot of them are heavily invested in each other. I don't know. I feel bad for them that if they fall that quickly, because it's going to set them up for a lot of heartbreak in life.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to like leave the house and it's going to be like, whoa, like what happened there? You know, like it's like they're under the spell of the house right now. But yeah, I'm going to be using that for a long time. My sweet angel's lost in the house.
And she's like, I just want to sit next to whoever I have to sit next to and just not talk to them or whatever. And she's, Gillesse seems like a nice person. So I don't want to like bash her being sad and like make fun of her too much for being sad.
Yeah, well, let's talking about sad. This date that Tyler sets up with Nicole, like he's trying hard, but all he can do is think about, like, what's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite movie? Tall guys or short guys? And he does not get the answer he's looking for from Nicole.
No, this is what I was most excited to talk about. I like Tyler. And me and you have praised Tyler on Twitter. I feel like we've both been team Tyler this whole time, right?
Yeah, I like Tyler. I just think he's got no game.
And this, like, him this whole episode was, and not how he acted, but how Nicole acted was really tough to watch. It seemed to me, at least, that she was so not into him and so not into, like, anything that he was saying. She just looked so uninterested.
Yeah, I mean, I when once she's sitting with Tyler, she can't even throw him a bone. Like, she says short guys, and he's like the tallest guy in the house.
I know, right?
Like, could she see? Yeah, could she be any like clearer about her lack of interest?
It was really weird. Like, because when they had that little date, he would like be like, "Oh my god, we're a perfect match." Like, "Oh my god, you like dogs, just like a lot of people like dogs, but I like dogs." Like, you like what was it, Rocky Road or whatever? I don't even know the ice cream. I don't remember. But he was, like, hyping that up, and she just looked like, oh, cool. Like, she just did not give him anything back. And I guess it made me feel bad for him, but it made me feel that she really doesn't have feelings for him, at least at this point.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So they get into the matchup, and Mel got served on Twitter, sent me and fashion correspondent Molly Block a text about the fashion this week. And she was like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like, oh my God, I'm trying to pull up the text actually so I could go right to the source, like the good journalist that I obviously am.
Oh, for sure.
So she says, I want to comment about one matchup ceremony look, but we'll wait until you both see it. And I said, girl, I know which one you mean. Now, we were thinking of two different looks. Molly got them both. Mel had a problem with Kareem's turtleneck and blazer combination. I don't know if you're one to wear like Dwayne the Rock Johnson style turtlenecks under.
What was that? Losers. He looked like a villain and his hair was slicked back. He looked like the villain in a superhero movie. Like, that's what I kept thinking. And it was not a great look.
See, my biggest issue was Nicole's rock and roll t-shirt lace up with thigh high blue suede boots. That was my bigger issue here.
Yeah, I saw that, and like, I don't know women's fashion like as much, because of course I dress in guy clothes. But seeing Nicole, like, I was like, oh, that's not like, if I was a girl, I don't think I'd wear that. Like, that was where my mind went. So I still stand by that statement that if I were to dress up like a girl, I don't think I'd wear that.
So we're both out on that outfit.
Yeah.
And you don't need to wear women's clothes to know that.
Good to know.
Adam Bongiovanni.
Thank you for enlightening me. I feel a lot better about my fashion sense now.
So we have Kiana and Anthony. Alexis picks Joe, who also says, like, you know, we're here to win the game. If we want to be together, we can be together later. Can't wait for the reunion on that. I do not think they're together. Uche and Michael, Jaless and Clinton, Zoe and Keith, Audrey and Shad, Nerisse and Kareem, Deandra and Dimitri, Olivia and Malcolm, Nicole and Tyler, Jada and Ethan. So this is a pretty big reshuffling from where we've been at. I thought we were going to get like 5 to 8 beams. I was like, we have a million beams. And we get 4 beams, right?
Yeah, 4.
So that's not bad. I thought it was going to be more than that.
Yeah. I don't know if I was thinking it'd be a lot more than that, but like, they were really excited for 4, which is like good to see them happy. And like, Terrence was pumped up, which I love to see. So yeah, it would have been nice to have more, but do you think this potentially sets them up to win the million, or you think they're getting there, or you think it's still bleak?
Yeah, I think this was a really solid turnaround for them. I think they are showing a real willingness to shake things up intelligently. And I think they're on their way to winning, honestly. But let's try to decide who are the 4 matches. Okay. What do you think?
Okay, let me go to my Wikipedia page just to make sure we're on the same. Okay. Oh, man. Ugh. Okay, so I think the first one I'm going to say is Joe and Alexis. I do think Joe and Alexis... I don't know, just based on, you haven't really seen Alexis connect with anyone else in the house. I'm just going through the names right now. Clinton and Jaless would be good. They're both beautiful people. Dimitri and Deandra, I feel like they're both really dumb. And I'm just going to go Malcolm and Olivia based on that weird little edit we got.
Yeah, I think any of these people can be a match, really. I think I'll agree with you and Olivia and Malcolm. I think maybe Jada and Ethan, because we saw them like very early on talking. I could see Kiana and Anthony, but I'd rather still see Kiana be a match with Michael as a real FU to him.
Yes.
Let's see. I still think it's Zoe and Joe. I think Audrey and Shad are probably a match.
True. I forgot about them.
But I don't think Zoe and Joe and Audrey and Shad can be a match, right? Because they've only gotten one beam when they've all been matched.
I don't even, honestly, I have no idea. Like, I would not, see, I feel like I'm so bad with, like, strategy and knowing, like, the number of matches and, like, what that means. Like, I don't know, because I don't know why I'm just really bad with that.
Well, no, no problem, because we're not here to do the math. We're here to do the bitching.
Yes.
So you're fine.
Thank you.
I was totally wrong that the family videos would mean no exes. Next week, we get not only the exes in the house, but Are You the One alum and Joe's ex, Taylor, back entering the house. I cannot wait. Next week is going to be lit. And I don't say lit.
Oh, it is definitely going to be L-I-T. And I think it's good that Taylor gets a few more seconds of fame because it feels like she really wants it.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I think she's going to be great TV. I think the exes are going to be fantastic. Literally can't undersell how excited I am for this. I want to thank our 5-star reviewer this week, Rai Norcal. If you want to let us know that you're listening to Are You the One, please do let us know. Robiswebsite.com/challenge, iTunes. You could subscribe. You get all the Are You the One stuff. We really appreciate it. So thanks for that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
Before we get to Twitter, we have a question from Megan on Twitter. If you two were on the season, who would be your perfect match?
Oh my God, who would be my perfect match? You want to go first? Do you have like someone in mind?
I can pull up. My friend actually asked me this a couple weeks ago. I think my answer might surprise some people. Let's see. Here it is. Ba ba ba. Okay, so I'm between Anthony, Ethan, and Keith. I think I'd probably go for Keith, which is why I hate him so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ethan would probably be in my match, and I would be annoyed. So I'd be like, oh, like, we're so similar, and that's why you think, like, we're a match, but we're really not.
No, I don't. I'm going over the people, and I feel like when it comes to, I don't know, like, this is such a hard choice. It's funny, my first person, when they said who to be a perfect match, my mind went to Ethan. But I'm gonna try to pick a girl to see if there's anyone. I think maybe Olivia. I feel like she's really pretty, and of course I'm not just superficial. I think she's cool and has like a fun way about her. I feel bad for her with the whole Kareem situation. A part of me thinks if she could like Kareem, I'm absolutely nothing like Kareem. But we are from the same hood, so maybe that has something to do with it.
All right, so there you go. A couple stuff, things from Twitter this week. Thanks to Megan Elizabeth, our digital communications manager, for hooking it up. Tyler tweeted, "Welcome back to Are You the One? Who can keep Malcolm's attention for more than 2 minutes?"
he's number one on Twitter. There's no catching him.
Some shade from Megan Elizabeth. Ooh. "Are You the One?" tweeted, "We need more people like Keith in the world. Don't you agree?" And Megan wrote, "Also, no, Are You the One? We do not." Tyler also tweeted, "If I was Nerys, I'd get tired of crying over the same guy over and over and over." "Can someone please translate to me what Jalessa is saying?" Jada tweeted, "Nerys, I'll never choose anyone over you." And Nerys wrote, "Can you teach Malcolm something about that?"
She's not bitter at all.
Tyler tweeted, "Nice. Only took Anthony 4 weeks to break off his no match. Sweet, we're on a roll."
I thought that was funny. I saw that one.
Tyler again, "What's easier than getting to know someone in a no match couple? Licking your elbow, heart surgery, discovering the meaning of life."
God, he's on fire.
This is great. Tyler writes, "Nerys, I don't want to be a side chick. Asterisk is a side chick for the first 6 weeks in the house."
And the Obama gif really sells it.
Perfect. So what does it mean to have a locked account? Is that like you have to follow them?
Yeah, that means they're private and you have to like follow them and it sends them like a request and they approve it.
Right.
Who's locked? Right,
so Kareem and Jada, which is so annoying because people do this with their Instagram like to get more followers.
Yeah.
Like you block, which is so ridiculous. So Jada had a really hilarious string of tweets. So she tweets, "Jada, why do you put yourself in these situations? The awkward moment when you wake up in someone's bed and they're crying on their phone with their girlfriend. Should I continue to fake sleep?" And she writes, "Just woke up in the most awkward situation ever. Great way to start my morning. Jada, this is the moment you knew you effed up. So they're crying and I'm laying here with the worst gas in the world. Okay, God, if you're listening, please." And then a help me gif. Update, they're still crying. why are they still on the phone? I'm dead ass about to three-way myself in and cry with them.
Oh my God.
I'm dead ass jumping my big ass at the window, seeing everybody. This can't be my life right now. I'm still asleep. There's no way this is real. Update, I'm laying right next to him. I'm just going to slowly roll out. I'm sure he won't notice. Then she tweets a selfie of herself in bed and writes, help.
Oh my God.
The shirt's, oh God, she's crying mad hard. Girls are so annoying. Like, sis, hang up so I can leave. This is tragic.
Was it Malcolm, you think, that she was laying down with?
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. No, that's... I'm very curious now to find out about this for, like, the people that... Or the guy that she was in bed with. Like, I'm really curious. I wonder how it all ended.
All right. So we will check in again next week with our favorite fools on Are You the One? In the meantime, you can subscribe at robinswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. You can follow me and tweet your questions for the week to at Lash Tweets. And you can follow Adam and also tweet him questions at
Adam Bongo.
Until then, we will see you next week.
Bye.